I teased it just before. I saw a stripper on the weekend.
I just received a Snapchat of your housemate, Mia One.
Yeah.
Saying, cannot wait to hear this stripper story. You've got me intrigued. And Mia, guess what? I know you're listening. She's got me intrigued as well.
Good. So I should. It was so good. So it was my first ever time seeing a male stripper. And
first time? How old are you? First time.
27.
Oh, that's right. You're quite old now, aren't you?
Strippers don't grow on trees, bro.
No, they don't, but they are everywhere. They're not hard to find.
Well, this is the best. I went to my sister-in-law-to-be's hens over the weekend, and she's quite conservative, like quite low-key. I thought there was no way in hell she would have a stripper at her hens, but she did. And so he rocks up in a fireman's suit, comes in. We're all sitting, like I'd got a few of the girls together, and we were front and center. Like we got our chairs ready.
You were.
We knew he was coming. We were like, we want to be right up the front for this.
Bloody. Was he a fireman?
I mean, I don't know if that was his, you know, what he puts on his departure card when he leaves the country as his profession. I'd say probably not. I'd say maybe exotic dancer.
So he doesn't double as a stripper, but he's actually a fireman?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't have a conversation with him. I was too busy just watching what he's doing. Anyway, so he bursts through the door. This comes on. And us girls are all screaming. He starts taking off his top and he's got a pretty good rig.
Well, you'd hope so.
He looked a bit like a dude I knew though, which is a bit off-putting.
You wouldn't want to take off your top and he's just got this keg belly sitting flopping out. That would be a more reasonable stripper though, wouldn't it?
Apparently it happens. I was talking to some of the girls there. They're like, yeah, we had a stripper at my hands and he was so ugly. I was like, oh God, you can't say that. Anyway, so he starts doing his thing. The hen is like in a chair in the middle and he's kind of grinding on her. Then my mum is sitting two seats over from me. He comes up to my mum.
Oh, stop it. Are you sure?
Who is 60-something, my mum. And he gets up on top of her, like grinding in her
Excuse
face.
Excuse me?
Mum, you should have seen mum. She's hiding. She's like, oh, my God.
Nah.
Like, wouldn't look there.
Are you just saying that for the radio?
No, I swear to God, this is exactly what happened.
Because I know your mum and I reckon she would have done the opposite.
Trust me, she was mortified, though kind of loving it, you're right. And then he comes and gets me, lifts me up and spins me around. So he's like, are you wearing shorts or a skirt? When he pulls me up and I was like, a skirt. He goes, oh, this is going to be a bit difficult then, but we'll do it anyway. Anyway, he lifts me up. So my legs are in the air. He held my skirt up. He was very respectful in that respect. And then
and
he
now
got
you're expecting
hen.
A kid.
I mean, it was a highlight of my night, I'm not going to lie. Anyway, so while all this is going on, I'm sitting back down and I look over and the hens was at my parents' place, right, which is in the middle of the suburbs. Look up and there are these two children who are the next door neighbours.
No way.
Poking their heads over the fence, watching the whole thing.
You are kidding.
And I'm like, this is so inappropriate for them. This stripper's grinding on my mum. And these kids, they would have been like 10 and 12, just staring over the thing. So I'm like, kids, don't watch.
They saw the whole thing.
Yes.
That actually reminds me of my Mia. She was on a boat last week for a friend's 21st.
Yeah.
As they're going past, they went past this other boat.
Mm.
People everywhere. There was this old man. He would have been in his late 70s. Two strippers, nobody else on the boat, giving him a show.
Oh, God,
and so I got a bunch
weird.
Of Snapchats of... I saw everything.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
See, there's
imagine
gotta be...
that being a gig. If you're a stripper, you're like, cool, like I'm going to go to a Bucks party or something. No, it's just some old 20... seedy dude.
But same, you guys owe them an apology. You know that.
Mum's going around there.
You're kidding.
Mum's literally going around to apologize. Well, I mean, they shouldn't have been peeping over the fence.
Can you tell your mum to do us a favor and record that conversation? Because we need to play that back on the radio. Those poor kids, they're going to be scarred for life. They're going to be turned into like serial killers when they're older or something because they saw something they shouldn't at such a young age.
I know, and I apologise to them, but hey, like at least my mum and I got some, you know, like yeah. If there's a silver lining.
It's the first time for both of you in a while.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie, the Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.